Hi, it's Deegan.
Hi, Deegan. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something's going on with the card we have on file.
Yeah, what was this for?
This was for your Google listing, the optimization to show on the directories, and then also your call tracking number.
Call tracking number. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought I canceled this almost a year ago.
Oh.
Yeah, because I haven't even been using the call tracking number. Well, I haven't gotten any calls off the call tracking number. And I haven't been, like, I thought, because I haven't even been noticing the Google optimization either. And what have you guys been doing?
Yeah, I haven't seen any notes on here regarding a cancellation. There were some notes that you and I had discussed possibly upgrading and putting some Google paid ads on in addition to what you have. But what you have right now is called our local SEO package, search engine optimization.
Okay.
So that puts United Leak Detection on the first page of Google in your service area under your categories. So I do show that there are calls coming in through the call tracking number, you know.
When was the last call that came in through that tracking number?
It's saying back in November, actually. So, let me just double check something here. I want to look and see on the Google page itself. It looks like, at some point, you had asked to take the call tracking number off, and so now on the Google listing, we have this number, the 6612. So that makes sense, 6993.
Yeah.
So that revision was probably made back in November, which means you're still, you know, getting calls off of the Google listing, just not coming through the call tracking number.
Okay,
I apologize.
So
I thought you had that feature, but
yeah.
I guess not.
So I'm not paying for the call tracking number?
No. If you had it, it would have been included in the package. It wouldn't have been an extra charge for it. But it looks like you had requested to just promote your own number.
Okay. And when was the call tracking number taken off of the payment as well?
Let me see here, because I, like I said, it would be an, it would have been included in the package. So I'm just looking on the notes here if there's any notes regarding the call tracking number. Yeah, you had been paying $149 with us ever since November of 2024. October of 2024, you were paying $249. But that extra $100 was going towards Facebook ads. Correct, yeah. So like I said, there isn't any extra charge for the call tracking number if you want to utilize it. But it looks like that revision was made on your end, where you went into the Google Business page and took off the call tracking number and then just put your own number on it, right?
So
yeah.
We have a whole in-house marketing team now, so that's why I thought I canceled with you guys.
Oh, I see.
Let's hold off for now. I'm going to get back to the shop and look and see. I'll look into it a little bit better because I'll be honest with you. I've been out in the field just doing most of the stuff. I kind of stayed straight away from marketing.
Yeah.
Let me talk to you and then go from there and see what's going on.
Yeah, because it is still showing some solid results as far as the programming that we're doing. And what I mean by that is if I filter this out over the last 30 days, it's showing me that your company has been found on the first page of Google 1,755 times. And you've had 21 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So it looks like, yeah, you're probably getting a ton of work out of this and you're just not aware. Yeah, so even without the call tracking number, we're still promoting your business on the first page. And that type of activity doesn't happen on its own. So Google changes the algorithms daily, meaning every time, you know, a new revision comes in, you have a team of technicians here that updates your information and refreshes your data. And that's how we ensure that we won't fall off the first page. You know, that happens every day. Now,
bugging me a little bit is I have three in-house marketing people that are at my shop right now that haven't brought any of this to my attention.
Oh my goodness, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, they're changing stuff. They should have came to me and said, hey, people are changing stuff and we're not changing anything, like something's going on, but it hasn't been brought to my attention in the last 6 months.
Wow, you've had them for 6 months?
Yeah, I've had them on my staffing for 6 months.
Wow. Yeah, because I originally was looking at your results for 6 months. Yeah, and it's really, really solid as far as the work that we're doing. Now, let's say that you talk to them and for some reason or another, you end up canceling this. I just want to give you the heads up that we can't cancel an account with a past due balance. And that's only because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you did agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 21st, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. But the good news is you have plenty of time before the next one hits, right? Because on February 21st, that would reoccur another payment, but you have plenty of time before that happens.
Okay. Cool. Well, for now, shut the account down for now. I'll work on that.
I can't. Yeah, I can't just shut it down until it's settled, but like I said, you have some time to settle it before, you know, the next one hits.
So I can't tell you guys not to run the card again, but I can. So I got to wait till I pay, and then you can cancel it.
Exactly, yeah, and I can put a note on here that that's what you wish to do, or we could just, you know, kind of if you, the payment goes through, let's say that you want to keep it for the rest of the month that you pay for and kind of evaluate this with your marketing team, then what you could always do is call in before February 21st and cancel it then. So you have a couple of options there if you wanted to.
Okay, so you guys...
I wonder if one of them took the call tracking number off, do you think?
That is very possible. It's possible that they did.
They could have, yeah. So, yeah, but the good news is the call is still coming.
It's miscommunication between everybody.
Yeah, you know what? I always tell people that it's always best to have one.
I have a question for you. If you guys are doing, like, Google optimization and stuff, and they're also doing it, wouldn't it be, like, a conflict of interest in between
Absolutely.
There?
Absolutely. That's what I was just going to tell you. I was just going to tell you that it's always best to just have one company or one marketing person doing it, because let's say that we go in and do the current algorithm updates for what happened today, and then they go in there and make some changes that are outside of the updates, that could hurt your rankings, or vice versa. You know what I mean?
They're updating stuff. And wouldn't you guys have noticed that I have a team updating stuff as well? Or, like, because somebody should have said something, whether it was you guys or them, or there's conflict there, which is weird that nobody said anything.
Yeah, we wouldn't have noticed it because we were added to the Google Business Profile years ago, right, when you first started working with us. So those new companies would see it. Like, let's say that you bring on a new marketing person, and you add them to the Google Business Profile, they would see United Leak Detection's the owner of the page and Local Splash is managing the page. So they would see that, and they should have brought that to your attention, right? But, I don't know why they didn't. But, you know, sometimes people, you know.
Perfect. Well, I'll look into it when I get back to the office later, and then I will settle that payment, and then we'll go from there.
Sounds good. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then if you have any questions, you can always call me, okay?
Perfect. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. You can redial this number and ask for Tina, but it does go to the call center. So let me text you my direct line, which is extension 777. That'll be a little bit easier to reach me, okay?
Perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.